So some time ago, he asked if I would speak today, and I have to admit, I was a little reluctant. Most of you probably know I've spent most of the summer recovering from this broken arm. That means I've been in and out of slings and two different kinds of braces. I had surgery. My arm wasn't even working. I couldn't play guitar or drive or do anything that I liked or even use the mouse on my computer. Of course, none of this affects my speaking voice, but I have this Italian heritage, and we have to use our hands when we talk. And so I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to get the message across. I was talking with my friend Josh, actually, about this problem, and he said, you know what, don't worry about it. I'll be your surrogate gesturer. I thought, you know, that's a good idea, because Josh is he's our drummer at Christ Lutheran Vale and former massage therapist. He's very good with his hands. So, Josh, why don't you come up here? And to be honest, we haven't tried this on stage before, so I'm not entirely sure if it's going to work. But what we'll do maybe is just a little test run. I'll speak, and Josh will gesture, and we'll see if together we can convey the subtlety and the finer points of the message. So, okay, Josh. I love Tucson in the fall. You know, the weather is just starting to get nice. And we have a promising Wildcat football season ahead of us. And it just makes me think of what it must have been like for Jesus to be with his 12 disciples. You know what? 12 disciples. Well, thanks, Josh. I appreciate it, but I think you guys give him a hand. So we are talking about communication today, though. And just to kind of underscore that point, I'd like you to turn to somebody who's in your area seated around you, and you guys can take turns saying this to one another. Say, pay attention. You're going to learn something today. Go ahead and do that. And now say, you really need it. Some of us more than others, maybe. Well, we all really need this message today, whether you're a first-time visitor to Christ Lutheran Vale, whether you're looking to get connected to us more, or if you're a founding member, because we're talking about the church's mission. And this is the mission of the church, kind of big picture at large, and also the way that CLV interprets the mission for us and our culture. The case for this mission is made pretty nicely in the readings today. Our first reading starts with Paul's letter to the Romans. And of course, you remember Paul, the sort of preeminent author of many of the letters in the New Testament. He started life as a Pharisee, a leader of the Jews who persecuted Christians, until he was traveling once, and on the road, he met Jesus. And it was just so impactful that he went blind. And of course, he recovered from this blindness, but what never changed from that day forward is that he just had burning passion for telling everybody he met about Jesus and this Jesus that he knew. And so after he'd been doing that for about 10 years or so, he had occasion to travel through Rome. So he writes this really long letter to the Romans, and he's trying to get them pumped up and fired up, you know, for to hear the message and to go out and build the church in Rome. And so he says, this is the most amazing message that we've ever heard. And Jesus is the most amazing person. You know, and his love is just so fantastic, and everybody could have a relationship with Jesus. But to have a relationship with Jesus, you have to know about his love. And to know about his love, somebody has to tell you about who Jesus was. And to know who Jesus was, somebody has to tell you about his life. And to tell you about his life, somebody has to talk to you. And in order to talk to you, somebody has to preach. In order to preach, somebody has to be sent. And the hip bone's connected to the leg bone. And something about a wart on a back of a frog, on a bump on a log, and a hole in the bottom of the sea. I get a little confused, but I think there's a message there. And I think that point is that everybody needs this relationship with Jesus, but it's up to us to help that happen. So Paul says all this, and in fact, he was really good at this. He pretty much traveled as far as he could in every direction, building the church. And a lot in the early days of the church, a lot of the leaders were really good at spreading this message. And you know, whenever people would hear this story, they would something would catch in them. And to be fair, I always think about this with a grain of salt because like there wasn't a lot of good stuff on TV back then. So when you heard a story like this, you listen. But we hear the account of, you know, later on in the Bible of Peter giving a sermon and 3,000 men decide to believe in Jesus that day after that sermon. Can you imagine what kind of sermon that must have been? Not that I'm trying to invite the comparison. But more than the novelty, when the novelty was gone, something stuck. And when something stuck, it went deeper. It made sense to the people. I think, in fact, it was because the world needed that message. The world needed that relationship with Jesus at the time. You know, and the world still needs that relationship with Jesus today. But increasingly in the United States and in many other countries, people don't know Jesus. They aren't as Christian. Our message gets lost. So as the church, we have to take a step back and say, how do we tell these people about Jesus like Paul told us? Jesus has an answer for us in our second reading in Matthew. And this is one of the last things that Matthew records Jesus as having said before he ascended into heaven. So we think it's pretty important. Talking with his disciples, and he has this instruction for them. And he says, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. 8 really fantastic words. Well, it's 7 fantastic words and a therefore, which I think is just the way that they talked back then. So 7 fantastic words, go and make disciples of all nations. And in Jesus' fashion, there was a lot more than just those 7 words. You know, because he said go, but he didn't mean like, go on a trip, you know, or go on a mission trip somewhere. He meant go as you live your life. You know, as you do the things you do, make disciples of all nations. And he said all nations, which is interesting because in the Jewish culture at the time, evangelism was not a really important point. You know, Israel were the chosen people of God, and they didn't really want to complicate the deal by adding a third party in. So they didn't really reach out a lot. But Jesus said, this is different. The things that I teach you, the story that I have for you, is for all people. And then he says this curious phrase, this make disciples. Just like we said in the children's sermon, how do you make a disciple? Well, Jesus has an answer for that too. In our third reading from John, Jesus is sitting around and talking with his disciples about some of the rules and the various traditions of their Jewish faith that they says, you know what, I have a new command for you. And it kind of takes precedence over all the other ones. And the command is this, love one another as I have loved you. It's pretty simple. And when we look through the Gospels, we can see how Jesus loved his disciples. You know, this was not some boss and employee relationship where once they were done working for the day, everybody went their separate ways. It wasn't a teacher-student relationship. Jesus was friends with these people. He was interested in their lives. You know, they worked together and traveled together, and went to the gym together. They did everything together, which would make it really hard to shop for Christmas presents if they had been celebrating. There was a personal relationship there, and it was deep personal relationships. And the same way, the disciples had a personal relationship with Jesus and knew him. So as people who are disciples, who follow this command that Jesus gave, to love others as he loved us is to have this relationship with God, yes, but to have this deep relationship with the people that are most important to us, around us. So this is the mission that we have. It's kind of these three elements that, you know, people need to be sent and to preach and people need to listen, and we got to go and make disciples of all nations, and then you got to love God and love other people and as Jesus has loved us, and at CLV, we just think that's a lot to remember. So we shortened it. Just 3 words. That's our mission statement, just 3 words. It's so short that everybody can memorize it today by the time we are done with church. And it's this, making loving disciples. Making loving disciples. Can you guys say that with me? Making loving disciples. One more time, and if we all get it, I'll about some extra communion for you guys next week. Making loving disciples. Yeah. making loving disciples, it's three words, but there's so much more to it. You know, we say making because this is not sit in your chair on Sunday morning for an hour and let the other 167 hours of the week go by. This is not share or like Christian memes on Facebook, no matter how funny they are. This is making, this is doing. This is a process, maybe a lifelong process, and it takes time and it takes work and energy. We have to get out there and do it. But we say loving because this is the command that Jesus gave us to love, and it's the only one that matters. And because the love of Jesus is the most powerful force that we know of in the universe, and it transcends everything that we do. And we say disciples because disciples are, they're curious, and they're energetic and passionate, and they want to connect with each other in a deep and real and authentic way. You know, we have this campaign that's been going, this Build Your Kingdom Here. And now that we safely have everyone's financial commitments, we can say this is not just about the money. You know, because quite frankly, if we really want to build God's kingdom here, it's going to take a lot more than just one building, no matter how cool it is. It's going to take people. It's going to take work. It's going to take passion. It has to start with us. It has to come from us to each other. It has to go from us to each other to outside these walls. And then we can build God's kingdom here. So if you're new to us at Christ Lutheran Vale, if this is your first week or you've been coming for a couple weeks, we want to develop those relationships with you. We want to get to know you better. And if you've been here for a while, we want those relationships to be deeper. Maybe we want you to help other people find those relationships. So we have this vision that if we do this in a really authentic way and we're really passionate about it, each one of us, that what we do will have meaning, that we will be a life-changing connection to Christ in our world. That's our vision statement. You don't have to memorize that because it's longer. But this is something that's important. It's life-changing. Maybe it's afterlife-changing. Something that always sets our focus and connects people back to Jesus. You know, the great thing about Jesus is that he found the people who thought that the world had given up on them and didn't care and he showed them who did care, what was really important. So now comes the kind of the action part of this message. If you've been listening today and something's stirring in you and you're saying, man, this is really good stuff. Someone should definitely do that. I still have more message for you. Because it's not someone. It's everyone. It's all of us. We need every single person to do this. And watch what happens in your life. And if something's stirring in you today and you say, yeah, I really want to get out and do this, let's get you serving. Let's get you plugged into a group. Let's figure out how you can make these connections, how you can deepen these connections. Because at Christ Lutheran Vale, we're working really hard at being all about this mission, about making loving disciples. And we're not there yet. We're not perfect. But this is what we're trying hard to do. Because when we do that, when we are this life-changing connection to Christ, and when we love each other, then we will build God's kingdom here. We will make loving disciples. In God's name.